Hello and welcome to Thank You Life 101's Podcast of the Ages. It's all about how to deal with alcohol and drug addiction. We'll be right back after this. Hello and welcome. My name is Stefan F., the host of this podcast today, and we're going to be talking about how to deal with blaming, and how to get over and deal with blaming. So, what a great topic today, and I was talking about it with my wife today, about how we, it means myself, are blaming situation and situations around us on the other person, or just an object. For example, something's on the table. And, oh, who put that there? Instead of just dealing with it or putting something in the garbage when it wasn't finished being used. So those kind of blaming and then not taking responsibility for my actions. So that's what happened today. And I'm still dealing with it because it's some of those things that when you deal with something and it's not finished, it doesn't end. It continues on. And one of those things is when you start blaming others, it doesn't serve anybody. It doesn't serve ourselves, doesn't serve the person. So how do you get over blaming? Because, you know, we can blame the government, we can blame TV, we can blame the weather, we can blame the other person, but nothing gets solved. All that gets solved is to continue with blaming. That's what happens. It just continues to fester and continue to never get solved. So the one thing is communication. Communication is one of those keys to success in every relationship, every life, every job, business, is that have that communication with the person that you are dealing with. Now, one of those things that I've been doing throughout my life is documenting, writing down like in a journal, for example. And some of those journals are with all my thoughts and what happened, for example, during that day and what I'm grateful for and how to get over some of those nagging issues or issues in life. And today I was writing down in my journal, I was like, okay, you know, oftentimes, or myself, I'll have this sort of god-awful smile on my face, this smile that is sort of a smirky smile that I've had most of my life, but there's no excuse. How do I release that kind of a negative smile out of my life? Yes, we can accept that we have that. We have negativity in our minds. Just stopping it doesn't work, because accepting it first and don't blame the smile, because we're the one that's smiling, is take responsibility that we want to feel good about ourselves. It means I wanted to feel good about myself because, oh, I knew this. And the topic was bird poop on the window. Yes, bird poop on the window. Well, you can't change the fact that birds will poop on the window. And then with a smile on my face, yeah, see, birds always do that, right? Well, that's not nice. It's not nice because I'm thinking that I know best. I know how it all works. Well, it doesn't often, you know, no one knows everything. We only know what we know. And if we don't know it, then we can learn about it. And if we do know it, we can keep it to ourselves. We can share our thoughts. But to teach something that we believe that is right to somebody doesn't serve them, it doesn't serve ourselves, and it doesn't serve humanity. So how do we get over those issues and those blaming tools that we have? So, like, for example, I was an alcoholic for most of my adult life up until a few years ago when I completely quit. And I was blaming my situations, my daily routine, my work, my job. Oh, my back's sore, for example, I was a smoker. And I used the fact that, oh, my throat's sore. And I would say, oh, alcohol makes it feel better. So blame smoke, cigarettes, and then I could drink. Or my back hurts. Oh, maybe alcohol or drugs will make it feel better. Well, that was my choice. By blaming my job, the cigarettes didn't serve any purpose. By accepting the fact that I did smoke and accepting the fact that I did hard labor, I put myself in those situations. I created that. Because I would, oftentimes what I said, oh, I enjoy working outside. It's fantastic. You know, I get to have fresh air. Boo-ha-ha. That just was excuse that I gave myself to feel good that I had to go outside and work. And when I truly accepted the fact that I really didn't want to work outside, or I didn't want to work physical work anymore, then I made that decision. I ended up not doing that job anymore. My back's fine. I don't smoke anymore. So my throat's, I don't have a sore throat anymore. So that's the excuses I was using. Oh, it's beautiful sunshine outside. Well, it's beautiful sunshine. I'm looking at it right now. Beautiful sun outside here in beautiful British Columbia. But I'm not outside working. And I would have been outside working a few years ago. Yes, beautiful sunshine outside. You get the sun on your face, but you can go for a walk. You can enjoy the sunshine anywhere, anytime, any place. You can enjoy the rain. That's another thing. When I was, I used to complain about the rain and how cold it was when it rained. I got so wet and rain gear and, oh, I have to go buy rain gear. I was complaining. I was blaming the weather that I had to go buy rain gear. That was my choice. And that comes down to that same adage. Take responsibility for our actions. Take responsibility for our thoughts, feelings. Because the only person that creates those thoughts is ourselves. The only person that creates those feelings is ourselves. And when the outcome happens, we're the only ones that can deal with that. By blaming others, doesn't serve. By blaming ourselves, it doesn't serve. So we'll be right back with a recap right after this and a closing statement. This podcast has been brought to you by Thank You Life 101. They have online courses, in-person, face-to-face courses, and one-on-one coaching to get through some of those alcohol and drug addictions and helping relationships create happiness in their lives. Welcome back. So my recap of this closing is blaming. So how do we get over those blamings? Is take 100% responsibility for our lives. Take responsibility for our thoughts, feelings, and actions in our lives. Because no one else can create our future, our present, in our lives. Now, the one thing that I would love to share with you is that thought of we can't control any part of outside of our own feelings. We can't control it. Outside means weather. We can't control the weather. So if we think, or some other driver, like another person that's driving a car, we can't control how they react, how they drive. So take responsibility. Take responsibility for our lives, 100%. So I would like to thank you all for listening to my podcast today. I would love to have you all have a fantastic day and create the life that you've always wanted, always desired, and always dreamed of. And we're out.